Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Seems to me there are two camps when it comes to discussing pitch counts or anything at all related to analytics in modern baseball. One is that everything was way better in the good old days, and the other one is that everything from the good old days was dumb and needs to be completely replaced with all of our brilliant new ideas. I'm nowhere near either of those camps. Good morning to you. Good Wednesday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Pirates. It comes your way bright and early every weekday if you're into football and or hockey. I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Penguins in the same place that you found this. Mets 3, Pirates 1, and if you hear the sigh, it's because if you'd watched the first five innings of that game, you'd never imagine that pitcher wouldn't be on the mound for the sixth, barring an injury. Jared Jones was unbelievable, even by the bar he's already set. Five innings, one hit, seven strikeouts, no walks, and get this, 59 pitches, 50 of them for strikes, an 84.7% strike rate. Unbelievable. And even more unbelievable than that, he didn't go back out for the sixth. Derek Shelton's going to end up taking the brunt of that blame, even though Shelton's got nothing, zero to do with this. That decision is made at the management level. Now, they're going to discuss it with Shelton. They're going to discuss it with Oscar Marin, and they're going to claim that they put together some big, broader plan. But Shelton's got nothing to do with this. So keep this in mind as I ask Shelton, because he's the only one there to ask, after the game, what happened?
Went into the decision to pull Jared when you did.
It was predetermined. He was throwing five, and we had a pitch count on him for today. It was his first time on five. I mean, this guy's one of our really good young pitchers, as he demonstrated today. So we knew going into the game that it was going to be five.
So that was more of a longer-term thing. I mean, when you look at it, he had 85 whatever pitches in his last couple starts.
Yeah, I mean, he's thrown, I think, 91, 85, 80. So we knew the first time that he went on five that we were going to back him down. I mean, this kid's really important to us, as anybody that watched will see. So, you know, it was one of those things where we knew where he was going to be. He was really good. When you're really good and you make a decision like that, then, you know, people are going to wonder what's going on. He's healthy. He's good. But it was something we had going in predetermined.
If that sounds rehearsed, it kind of felt that way in the room, too. He knew that question was coming. He probably knew it was going to be coming from me. And he gave the answer using the term predetermined several times. You also heard him say that Jones isn't hurt, he's healthy, he's fine, and that the explanation for all of this was that Jones was going to be operating on 4 days rest for the first time. Okay, so none of this adds up. Please, as I say this, set aside whichever camp you're in, whether it's the everybody should be Nolan Ryan camp, because that's how it was when I was growing up, and that's how things should remain forever and ever and ever, or you're one of those people who thinks that everything that's a mathematical equation is right over whatever it is that your eyes and common sense would tell you. Try to find some middle here and ask yourself why, if it was such a priority for the Pirates to treat Jones with these kinds of kid gloves, that they wouldn't simply have had him flip with Bailey Falter and be the starter today in the finale here in New York. It's a 1:10 p.m. first pitch. They could have very easily had Falter go last night, Jones go tonight. Falter still would have had his requisite rest. He's a veteran. He can handle it anyway. And Jones would have been allowed to just pitch. Why did this happen again? Moreover, I couldn't be convinced that the collared shirts back at PNC Park would have really thought this one through, meaning that they'd have weighed that performance could have been a factor. Shelton said that this was going to be five innings. Jones told me himself after the game that he was informed in advance that he'd get unconditionally no more than five innings. So again, think about these dudes sitting back there poking at their iPads at 115 Federal, considering the possibility that Jones would have 59 pitches, 50 of them for strikes, and that the Mets were about to have the bottom of their order coming up in the following inning. Oh, and as long as I'm at it, the Pirates were winning this game. And, you know, according to the people running the Pirates, these games are supposed to matter. So if you have Jones go out there, even just for an additional inning, you shorten the bullpen a little bit, you get the good version of Luis Ortiz that you saw in his first inning and not the one that came after that. You maybe don't have to use Jose Hernandez. You just get closer to actually having a W. I know. I shouldn't be talking about silly stuff like that. And look, I don't mean to ignore the fact that Jones was fantastic. And in a normal scenario, that's what this entire episode would be about. He did everything. Took the fastball up there at 99.7. This was early on. Was really, really strong with the slider, getting the Mets, especially their right-handed hitters, to lunge out after it. Got a really ugly swing out of a lefty as well to end an inning. I can't say enough about this kid. I even liked the way he handled all of this crap. But man, will these people never, ever, ever get out of their own way. When we come back, J1Q.
This portion of Daily Shot of Pirates is brought to you by our friends at North Shore Tavern. That's directly across Federal Street from PNC Park. It's home of Steak on a Stone, an eating experience, underscoring the word experience. The steak is brought to you partially cooked on an 800-degree stone, and you do the rest. It's a ton of fun, it's a great meal, and it's a baseball atmosphere like no other in Pittsburgh. North Shore Tavern, right across Federal Street from PNC Park.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Today's J1Q comes from Keith, who says, "Hey DK, hope you're doing well. I've never done this before, but here's my J1Q. I understand that Jared Jones is going to go past his career innings this year, but isn't there a way that they could do this later in the year? Skip a starter, go with a six-man rotation with the depth options that they have with Domingo Germán, potentially Mike Burrows, Paul Skenes very soon." Yes, Keith, they can do different things. And they can also have a concrete plan that's explained to everybody, that's clear to everybody. I'm not talking about us. I'm just talking about within the team. And that doesn't surprise anybody. And that doesn't seemingly come out of nowhere. Jones threw 80 plus pitches in each of his first three starts. If you go back to last season, and yes, I was the type to go back and count them up. Out of the 25 starts he had in the minors between AA Altoona and AAA Indianapolis, 15 of those had him throw 80-plus pitches. Seven of them had him throw 90-plus pitches, and all seven of those came later in the season against the higher class of hitters while he was with Indianapolis. And now suddenly he has to be in bubble wrap? What happened? What was the big seismic shift here? I mean, this has all the feel of somebody back home in Pittsburgh just reading an article or something and saying, "Oh no, pitching's dangerous," and then calling up to Shelton and then telling him he can't go more than five innings. That's what this whole thing came across as. Like, that's my problem with it. Please understand that part of it. To repeat from the opening of this show, not one of those people who has a difficult time understanding the challenge of keeping pitchers healthy. It's a very real issue. If you look at the number of especially flame-throwing types, and Jones is obviously one of those, they've been getting injured at an alarming rate. But as such, they deserve a whole lot better than this. And somewhat tangentially, but related, look, they need to be able to pitch. If you think about the historic view of the flame-throwing type of pitchers, you know, the Bob Feller going way, 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 way back, they've always been the ones who are associated with being the most aggressive, the most in command of a game. And it's got a fiery personality that tends to be associated with that pitcher. You can't hold them back. You can't say, "Hey, we understand you did all this to get here, but now we're just going to have you like not pitch. Okay. Is that all right?" That's kind of what they're doing with Paul Skenes. Paul Skenes goes out there for an inning, wipes out three people, and he's done. And now the other day he got to three innings, and it was like, whoa, did he make it? Look, I understand that they're valuable commodities. I understand that the Pirates would be devastated if something happened to either one of them, particularly at these young ages. But I also understand that the only people anywhere who benefit from over-protecting them are the Mets and the Yankees and the Dodgers, and all those teams that are just sitting there waiting to scoop them up someday in free agency, thanking the Pirates for going way, way, way too far in an effort to keep them healthy. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Pirates, and we're going to do another one of these from here in New York tomorrow.